B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
I should have gotten fired, but didn't. Let me give you an example that happened, literally, this past week. During football, an NFL game. The quarterback of the Chargers had some issues with it. What do you have? Cracked ribs? Is that what it was, Leroy?
Yeah, something was going on with his ribs, yeah.
Yeah, so the team doctor went to give him... Well, actually, before I even tell you what he did. So they said he's out of the game because he has pain in his abdomen, whatever. And I remember when they showed him, like, in the sidelines, kind of, like, talking to his coaches and stuff. And he's kind of, like, holding, like, his torso and stuff. I remember thinking, does this dude got corona? It got to be corona. And they're just saying it's something else. Because if it's just pain... I'm like, they give these players shots all the time right before the game. And it's, oh, my arm hurts. Don't worry about it. Boom. Mm-hmm. That'll take care of you for a couple of hours. Oh, my knee. Boom. That'll take care of you for a couple of hours. You know, so I'm like, give his ass a shot if it's just pain and have him play the game. This is the franchise quarterback for the Chargers. But they said, no, he's not playing. So in my head, I was like, conspiracy theory. He's got corona. No, what happened was he had cracked ribs. And like I said, the team doctor was going to give him a shot for it. But apparently, Tyrod, the quarterback, didn't stay still when the shot was coming in. He's probably like, Tyrod, stay still, okay?
Don't flinch.
Yeah, don't flinch. You see his big long-ass needle? Don't flinch when I go to jab it in you. Because bad things could happen. I don't know. Maybe he flinched. Maybe the doctor was a little bit nervous. But long story short, he punctured his lung. You know, and here's the thing.
It's not funny, but that I can't
know.
Take it.
It is funny because
that
you know that the second he did it, you know the doctor was like, uh-oh. You know he was like, he knew that he messed up. You know that he knew that he, yes. You know he knew that he messed up. He was just like,
walk away. Nothing to see here.
I told you not to move, Tyrod. All right, have a good game. They put their Band-Aid on it. Here's your lollipop.
Oh, like, my God.
The dude did not... You're the doctor for a team, and you're taking care of the franchise. Yeah, well, the franchise.
Doctors make mistakes all the time.
He punctured his lung.
Can't take it.
He, like, actually made what he had worse. It's like,
oh, Tyrod, I guess. I got some bad news. And some bad news.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it could be good news. The good news is... You're not really going to feel the cracked ribs because you're going to be too busy focusing on your collapsed lung that I just jabbed with this giant needle. Somehow, the dude still has a job.
So he's still the doctor of the team.
And they're like, oh, no, Tyrod's not mad at the doctor. I'm like, are you kidding me? You think he's going to go to him anytime he has any sort of boo-boo now?
Oh, my God.
Hell no. Yes, Leo?
Yeah, I was just looking up, making sure. So, yeah, it looks like he does still have his job, but a lot of people are saying... He should have been gone the moment they found out.
So. Yes. So, the question is...
Man.
All right, the statement, whatever. You fill in the blank. I should have gotten fired, but I didn't because blank. It's a blank slate, okay? 833-973. 0969.
I think our producer Mark has a really good story.
I think he probably has stories.
He does, but there's one in particular I remember that I was like, how the hell is this still working?
This dude has like tested his employment many, many times. Actually, Mark, come in here. I want you to tell a story next, but if you got a good one, 833-973-0969. I should have gotten fired, but I didn't. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
What's your story, madam?
Well, I didn't puncture any lungs, but I worked for a grocery store in customer service, and I get a fair amount of disrespectful people, and I'm the type of person that will keep the same energy that you give me.
Oh, here we go.
So I have had multiple occasions where I've told customers where to put it, but a specific one is... During, like, the whole corona thing, we couldn't take any returns, obviously. And a customer told me that they were going to kill me because I wouldn't return their chicken cutlets. And
oh.
I
told
them to F off.
God.
And my managers were well aware of the situation, but they always seemed to have my back. I think I should have been fired, but right. Here I am.
They were threatening you over chicken cutlets. First, here's the funny thing, like, whenever you put somebody at customer service, never put anybody who has a bad attitude, because who comes to customer service with a good attitude?
They're always
coming with a complaint, right. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk to Terrence. Hi, Terrence.
Hey, guys. I used to work as a pharmacy tech. You know, we deal with a lot of confidential information. Mm-hmm. So my coworker ends up giving the wife of one of my favorite customers his prescription. And given the nature of this prescription, we usually wouldn't give it to the wife or anyone but the patient. But, you know, the family had a good rapport, so we gave it to him.
Oh, no.
A mistake. And the prescription ends up being Viagra. But it wasn't his prescription. So when the wife gets home, the husband is calling us, screaming at us, saying that, you know, his home and she thinks he's cheating. But the hilarious part is, I knew this person well, and he actually did have a prescription for Viagra, but we gave him the wrong bottle.
So he was cheating. He was just mad because he got busted.
I thought he was going to say herpes medication, but still, that's just as bad.
Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to first say I love your show. You guys are awesome. One reason I should have gotten fired but didn't was I was driving a concrete mixer. You know those big mixers?
It's the things that when you're a little kid and you think about working in construction, it's the thing that you think is the coolest vehicle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The thing that's turning. It's got the turning thing in it.
Yeah. It was a great job. And so I ended up getting a brand new one, $250,000. And the day I got it, I backed into another truck causing $30,000 worth of damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah. How'd you get out of that?
I got written up, but I didn't get fired.
Okay. That's nice. All right.
Hey, that's a good story, and it's a perfect transition to Mark Feldman, our producer. Speaking of crashing vehicles, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, sir. What happened with you?
This was a few years ago. I was doing a promotion.
I'm wondering what story you're going to tell, because I have a couple of stories in my head of times that you should have gotten fired.
There's
but,
a lot. How okay. about breaking the $2,000 glass door?
Yes, he literally kicked.
On purpose.
That was not on purpose.
Well,
so what happened was we were walking in the hallway, and there was a new employee who was an old friend of Mark's in one of the studios, and Mark wanted to go say what's up to him, and he got in front of the studio door, which is all glass, and kicked it with a construction boot.
All right, let's keep it moving. This other story.
And it cracked. Like, when I say cracked, I mean I was in the bathroom peeing. Mark runs into the bathroom. I thought he had to go take a dump. I thought it was like an emergency. And he looks at me and goes, I just did something really, really stupid, but it was an accident. And I'm like, oh, God. Mark's getting fired. Somehow he survived. No. But that's not even the story.
No, that's not even the story. This one time I was going to do set up a radio broadcast for our sister station. And I'm driving, and long story short, I'm in the promotional vehicle. This thing's like 30 grand. And something happens where, like, all of a sudden, like, the whole car is sliding, like, sideways. And, like, I have no control of it anymore. And it was snowing. Needless to say, I totaled this brand new $30,000 promo vehicle. But... Still got the broadcast on air on time.
Okay.
I hitchhiked my way to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh,
what? And made it happen. That's right. And that's why I'm a good employee. You should have fired me.
How did you hitchhike?
I hitchhiked with some old woman. I swear to God.
You literally stuck your thumb out?
Stuck my thumb out. And then packed like 50 pounds of radio gear in her car and went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
A sketchy-looking guy with bags of things was hitchhiking
in a snowstorm,
and an old lady picked her up. Oh, my God. How's this? This lady, old lady must be dead at this point. She's been murdered.
She's been
murdered for being too trusting. All right. Thank you very much, Mark Feldman. Do you have any other stories you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I don't think we have enough time.
All right.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.